Okay. Is there anyone else on the call that would like to hear any more of this report? Who's on the call?
Sean
Tina,
is here.
Ursula.
I'm here, Alan, but I'm just waiting.
Bill
to hear
Jackson,
about
I'm here.
I'm just waiting to hear about Ebon.
Kalonji's
okay.
Still here.
So we've got Dina, Kalonji, Ursula, Alan. Is Sean on?
Bill
Sean
Jackson.
Is here.
Bill and Sean.
I'm here.
All right.
Okay. Anyone else? Is Chandra still on? Is there anyone I didn't mention? Dina, Kalonji, Ursula, Alan, Phil, Sean, and Teresa.
Okay, no, Alan's got to go. His ride just got here, so I'll get all the details about Ebon from Ursula.
Okay.
Well, talk to you tomorrow, Ursula.
Or you can listen
Bye-bye.
To the stream. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to Ursula tomorrow. Okay. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to give my report. I met a lot of people with low power FM stations, and I think that there is potential there, and I've set a goal for myself. I looked at the maps. I see that there are some openings, especially in the Effingham Vandalia area of Illinois, Fort Leonard Wood and Rolla area of Illinois, Jefferson City, Missouri, and Kokomo, Indiana. If you know of anyone here knows of any organization that is meeting in these areas, that you know a friend or an associate in a progressive organization that might like to get started in starting a radio station and get involved in that process, particularly somebody that has some specialty like an accountant, someone that started a business, someone that is an attorney or has some legal expertise or is you know, systematic, or I don't know what, just even an activist, please refer them to me. Give them my phone number, because I think it would be wonderful for us to help some organization start a station, not a low-power station, a full-blown station in a more remote or rural area. I met a lot of these wonderful, wonderful people. What Dina and Ursula said about takeovers was true. One station, for example, had they were young people, and some of them were students in Baton Rouge, started a station. While they were getting their license, someone actually assumed their identity and started getting the paperwork from FCC, changed their name, and got the codes from the FCC to get on the air. And it's quite challenging. I mean, they changed the name to Ethics Incorporated. Evidently, this person is, I guess, thinks that they are a religious group. But these things happen, and I met several people that were doing timeshare situations with low powers. So it's very interesting stories, and I hope that we can be mentors or support groups to these people in networking. I thought there was a lot of positive energy. I got a lot of ideas for my station. One of the most wonderful things about grassroots is it's very hands-on. Not only do you get information, but you give information. And that is, I think that interactive experience is what makes Pacifica stations, more powerful in their messages, that they are actually enabling and empowering listeners. So that's what I saw at that meeting. Sorry I did not get to see the remote, and I did not even get to see the station, but I'll just have to go back because it was a delightful experience. Anybody else have anything to add? Okay. Do we want to talk about the resignation of Ebon?
Well, I just mostly, this is Ursula, I mostly just want to know what's going to happen to replace them.
Well, I contacted Dave about it.
When did he resign?
I don't think he's actually formally resigned. I've put in two calls to him. I don't think he's put it in writing. Has he, Ursula?
No, I spoke to him last week, and he said he was going to have to resign, and that he had initially thought he could send a replacement, but then he realized that probably our procedure was that we would replace him with the runner-up, which was Nathan. And so he said he would get back to me, and I never heard from him. So I think we should just take the initiative and figure out what's going on.
Well, I think that I've talked with Dave. I think that Dave or I need to call him again and ask him to put that in writing, and then we will take the necessary steps. Does anyone have any other suggestions?
What are the necessary steps? Because I don't think the bylaws have anything in place when somebody resigns.
I think
from the affiliates.
Gina, I think actually there was something put together this time because there were three nominees. I think actually something was written about the runner-up being an alternate, I think. I'm not sure, but this is what has to be found out.
Well, I do have some of those notes from that process. I tell you what, Ursula, can you call me tomorrow and we will talk to Dave about it again?
Okay.
All right. Anybody else have any other comments?
I just have one comment, which is that we got two new affiliates today. There are two low-powered affiliates. One is in Enid, Oklahoma, which is the home of the Vance Air Force Base, which means that people from all over the country are there learning to fly. And the other one is WXBHLP in Louisville, Kentucky.
Say that again.
WXBH in Louisville, Kentucky. And the station in Oklahoma.
That's a very, those people were grassroots. Very, very interesting story behind their station.
Are they the people that are that can't see very well?
No, that's Macomb, okay. Illinois.
Okay. And the other group is KEIFLP from I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. It's Enid, Oklahoma.
K-E-I-F like in Frank.
K-E-I-F and like in Frank. LP.
Awesome. That's just wonderful. All right. And WXBH. Let me just see if I can find. I think that they said that they're what's their call numbers in Louisville again?
WXBH.
WX, B as in Bravo, H.
Yeah.
John Hicks. And I've and I met both of them. The other one is Mark McKinney. And they have a timeshare with an alumni association. So when they applied for their license, there was another organization applying at the same time, and FCC said, we'll give it to both of you, and you have to work it out. So that's kind of an interesting mix there. I think it's maybe a high school alumni association or something like that. So in the course of talking, we discuss some of the issues that they have. But great people, just great. And I have more notes on our conversation. So. Does anybody have? That's wonderful, Ursula. That's wonderful. Anybody else?
Well, I just want to add that I was in Winnebago, Nebraska, meeting with one of the tribal council members on starting a radio station, and there were several things that I was able to accomplish. One is he is a member of the board of the high school, a member of the board of the college, and a tribal member. And so once I could get him to approve it, he will push it, but he won't do the organizing for the station. But one of the things that was interesting is that because of the timing, they can put in to next year's budget, which they get from their casino. So they can and look to do some collaboration in the area. But as a Native American station, they get more points than some of the other organizations that will be applying for these radio stations. So that's important to know, that who gets more points. They would have less fight later on because they start out with more points.
Interesting.
So they were very interested in...
And who were these people again? The tribal what?
It's the Winnebago tribe, a Native American tribe.
W-I-N-N-E-B-E-G-O.
B-A-G-O. Winnebago.
Met with the Winnebago Tribal Council or what?
Yeah, one of the members from the Tribal Council.
Awesome.
I'll give Ursula this information, but I gave them all the websites. I gave them Ursula's name. I gave them Pete Trittish's information. I gave them NFCB's information. I gave them people for radio, to go onto that website so that they could see what's going on. They're very, very interested. And there are some key people that were at the meeting, that, and I know that they're very interested in going forward with this. But what I didn't know, and I'm going to email them, is when I went back to Wart and was talking to Norm, he said they get more points because they're Native American.
Mm-hmm.
And because they get more points, that is important because there will be less fight at the other end.
Yep. Yep, that's true.
So Native Wonderful. American and stations that have diversity get more points, and so, you know, we should focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easier win.
True. It's also... Well, we want to encourage everyone to
yes,
be represented.
Yes, I'm not suggesting that, but I'm just pointing out.
I mean, some of the other things that affect the point system is if you have a board that has been meeting regularly within 25 miles of where you expect to open the station, that gives you points. And, I mean, obviously, if you can prove that your board has been very established, that gives you points. That's just one of the things that was explained to me.
Guys, I have to leave. I'm sorry.
Well, I'd say we ought to move to adjourn.
Okay.
All right. And Ursula,
thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Ursula,
when's
you want to
the
give
next
me a call?
Meeting?
Second week, second Thursday of the month.
September what?
I don't know.
Second Thursday of September, which is the 14th. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Ursula, can you give me a call?
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.